time in our Shire whip around this week to head off to the Central Goldfields Shire and welcome CEO Lucy Roffey to the show. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning. Hope everyone's okay after that very stormy night.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad in and around Bendigo, but certainly some places had a pretty blowy around where you are.
Oh, definitely was overnight. So, hopefully nobody had any issues, and I'm assuming the SES will have had a few call-outs as well.
I would have thought so. Yeah, well, fingers crossed anyway. Hey, we hear all the time now about how businesses are having trouble getting workers. And I see you've decided to go on the offensive, get proactive, and welcome to Central Goldfields, a new pilot project to get skilled migrants into the area.
Yes, well, we actually met with local businesses earlier this year, and everyone really came back with the same issue, that they've got a lot of roles that they can't fill. And also with the hospital, apart from just roles within the hospital, there are also a lot of services that we can't provide because we don't have, speech pathologists or, other skilled medical professionals in the Shire. So we're working together with local businesses and other community leaders to put forward a proposal where we're trying to attract skilled migrants to our area. And, some of the challenges that people find when they come into small rural councils, first of all, is just housing. So we're going to be looking at the housing issue because we know that we have a housing shortage anyway. And also just settling into the community. So it's really important in this project to work with other community leaders to really support people when they move into the Shire, that they can connect with volunteering or sporting groups, get their kids settled into school. So we're also working with the schools on this project as well.
Fantastic. Again, congratulations on being so proactive about it. You can't just sit back and whinge about it. You've got to do something about it, which is fantastic to see. So well done. The railway station, what's the project update there?
So the railway station project is looking at updating the station in Maribyrnong, which is an iconic building, beautiful building, with funding of $1.8 million from the state government and $200,000 from council. And the outcome of the project will be a refurbishment of the Visitor Information Centre. So we actually moved our Visitor Information Centre over there, but we now need to actually update it. We're going to install some digital infrastructure with an interpretive experience, so telling the story of gold, which is a really exciting addition to our Visitor Information Centre. We've got co-working spaces that we've put into the station, but this will be upgrading and extending that offer. And also provision of an art studio space where we can have talks, exhibitions, classes and an artist hub. And there's also an outdoor area that we're going to be creating into a sculpture garden. So really exciting project. And really where we're at now is the designs have been done. We've had an application into Heritage Victoria for our permit. And we're putting the project out for tender. So the tenders close on Wednesday the 17th of August and we're really hoping to get a good response.
Okay. And the Maryborough flood study, the draft is out now. You've sort of done the draft flood study. What's it shown? Too much water?
Well, I think what a flood study shows is where the water goes. Oh. It's really important in the planning scheme so that we're in the future when people buy property or looking to develop property, they know where the areas that are subject to flood are and that they can then, in their planning permit, make the appropriate submission around how they'll actually, build on that site. And some places actually obviously are not appropriate for building if they are subject to inundation from floods. So it's really important that people who perhaps are in areas that they think are at risk of flood have a look at this study, look at the maps and provide their feedback because it does have implications down the track, as I said, for development. So it's important people have a really good look and understand. We've got a drop-in session on Wednesday the 10th of August, 5 till 7 o'clock at Maribyrnong Resource Centre, and that will be an opportunity to actually meet with the water consultants who are called WMS Engineering and some of our council staff. If people have got some specific questions, it's really useful to actually talk to the people who have written the report.
Yes, indeed. All righty. Well, listen, good luck, and good luck on the weekend too. I see Essendon playing the Giants. I'll tell you what, you should have a win there, so that'd be nice.
Oh, we had a great win last week, so yep. Hopefully we're on a roll.
Terrific stuff. Thanks, Lucy. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire on the Wake Up Call.